Hey, Darren.
Oh, hey, Justin.
It is that time again, the third week of the month.
No, I'm not gonna bathe her. You do it.
All right. Don't threaten me with a good time.
Introducing the official Deep Cave mascot, the honey badger, Jessica.
My only question is, why wasn't I involved in the naming of said honey badger? I am okay with the honey badger as our mascot.
She came with the name. I can't do anything about it.
That's true. If a honey badger comes with a name, you cannot change it.
Yeah. No. Hey, stop it. All right, continue.
Yeah, like that's going to help. So, welcome, everybody. It is the Week 3 podcast where Darren and I take turns talking about things that we enjoy. And maybe the other person and you, the listening audience, will learn something along the way. If not,
here's hoping.
If not, well, you know, you can get your money back at the nearest ATM.
The good news is there are so many other episodes to download. Just try another one.
Yeah. So it is my turn this month, and let me get into character. From days of long ago, from uncharted regions of the universe, comes a legend. The legend of Voltron, defender of the universe. Yes. That's right. This month, I am talking about the 1984 animated classic Voltron.
Okay, the OG.
The OG, yes. Nothing against the new one, and I'll mention it later, but this is old school Voltron. So brief synopsis of the show for anybody who doesn't know, Voltron is basically about five pilots piloting five robot lions who combine together into one big giant ass-kicking robot named Voltron. And they defend the galaxy against the evil forces of King Zarkon, bent on destroying the universe and bending it to his whim. And there's some subplots and whatever with, you know, Zarkon's son and the princess and blah de blah de blah. But really, it's about the lions. The five gigantic robot lions that form one big mech.
Yeah, you had me at robots.
I had you at robots. So, and just like I said, I'm talking about the 84 original Voltron. There have been several other iterations. There was there was actually three phases planned for the 80s series. You had the ones based around the lions. Then there was the vehicle team Voltron, which wasn't nearly as good. Voltron the Third Dimension, which was a completely CGI'd, I guess, sequel to the original.
Yeah, I vaguely remember that one.
Yeah. A one-season Voltron Force, which was a sequel to Voltron the Third Dimension. So I guess a threequel to the original series. And then the one on Netflix, which went for 8 series, Voltron Legendary Defender.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But we are focusing primarily on the 84 Voltron. So this Voltron is considered Voltron of the Far Universe.
Okay.
The vehicle Voltron was Voltron of the Near Universe, and then there was a proposed third series, Voltron of the Middle Universe. So it was all going to be connected with our Voltron, the Lions, at the far reaches of the galaxy.
Hmm. Okay.
So, fun fact. When the company that produced Voltron in America... So Voltron, like many other 80s anime, is not an American series. They took art... They took a pre-established cartoon from Japan, ported it over, and then dubbed American dialogue over it. They could not afford a translator, so someone gave a synopsis of the episode, and then they wrote a new script around that synopsis.
This sounds like Samurai Pizza Cats.
Well, except they were given a synopsis of the episodes.
Ah, as opposed to nothing.
As opposed to nothing, where you just had to watch and go, I guess this is what's going on.
Okay, all right.
So they had a vague idea of what each episode was about. They also heavily edited the series, because in Japan, they were a little bit less stringent on violence and the like. So Voltron is not the same as the Japanese series, which is... what is it called?
Isn't that like Lion Force or something like that?
It is like Go King Lion Force. Beast King Go Lion. There it is.
Okay.
Beast King Go Lion.
Touchdown.
Touchdown. And so they had to edit a lot of the excessive violence out and other questionable things that may not be suitable for children, which is funny because us kids of the 80s, there were far other things that we grew up on.
No, not suitable for children in America.
I know, and yet somehow there were still other things on television that we could watch and is fine with. You know.
One of my first movies was RoboCop. So
see,
there.
Exactly. Exactly. Anyway, so King Beast Go Lion was not actually the series it was supposed to be based on. It was supposed to be based on another Japanese show, Future Robot Delantius. And when requesting the master tapes from Toyo Animation, World Events Production, which is the company that runs it, simply requested, quote, the ones with the lion. Now, Future Robot features a lion, like, mm-hmm. but a no-joke lion, not a robot lion, a no-joke lion. And so Toyo Animation sent Go Lion Force, and they liked that much better.
Sure.
And so they ran with that.
Yeah.
This series has spawned so much media. Not just the TV series, but video games, comic books, there a slew of toys. God,
oh,
the
yeah.
toys.
Oh, yeah. We and each have a Voltron.
We do. We each have a Voltron. Okay, so fun story. When the Legendary Adventures came out on Netflix, they started releasing the lions. And these are like easily foot-long lion figures.
Oh, yeah,
They're no joke. So by the time you get all five of them and combine them, Voltron is easily 2 feet tall, give
mm-hmm.
or take.
Mm-hmm.
And they're based off the design of that series. And me being me, I got them all. I had to. And then about a month or two later, I was wandering Target, and I saw them based on the original series.
Because,
and I'm
of course.
Like, I can't justify buying another set of five lions because this, I will say the newer series looks cool, but the old design is just so classic and it's ingrained in my brain.
It's a timeless design. And, I watched the newer series to completion and it's cool, but I do prefer the traditional design.
Yeah. So to make up for it, I found on eBay the Comic-Con exclusive Lego release of the 80s Voltron.
Yep, it's standing proudly over your shoulder.
It's standing behind, yeah, Darren can see it. And you make all five lions, and they combine together to form one big Voltron. there's also talks of a live-action Voltron movie, and this started back in 2005. And it's kind of gone in and out of talks, but as of 2002, it's officially back in development with companies bidding between Warner Brothers, Universal, and Amazon, with Amazon supposedly kind of leading the charge on this one. So it's possible we'll get a live-action Voltron in the next few years.
Well, here's hoping. I mean, Power Rangers basically did a lot of the groundwork for that.
That's true. That is true. We won't talk about the Power Rangers movie reboot. That was
no.
It was okay.
It was fine.
Yeah. So, in the show, you've got the pilots. There's Keith, who is the leader. He pilots the Black Lion. You've got Pidge, who's the token kid of the group, or, you know, whatever. He pilots the Green Lion. Lance, the hothead of the group, he pilots the Red Lion. Hunk, the strong man, pilots the Yellow Lion. And originally, a guy named Sven piloted the Blue Lion. And of course, he talked with the very stereotypical Swedish accent, because that's what you did in the 80s. He was injured and later replaced by Princess Allura. So she has a working stake in defending her planet. And so those five pilots, with the help of Corin, her advisor, and Nanny, defend the galaxy against King Zarkon, his witch Hagar, and his son Prince Alphor. No, not Prince Lotor, sorry. And as the typical show, think Power Rangers. Monster comes in, they get to the lions, they fight the monster, something happens, they have to form Voltron, they defeat the monster, the day is saved.
Et cetera, et cetera.
Et cetera, et cetera. With a little bit of character development along the way. But not much.
No.
So, the thing I started the episode with from days of long ago, la la la, that whole thing was narrated by Peter Cullen, the voice of Optimus Prime.
Yeah.
In rewatching the series, I never would have guessed this, but he's also the voice of Corin, the princess's advisor, because it's such a drastic shift. The narrator is this traditional Peter Cullen low voice, and Corin is this very high to mid-range voice that's elegant and refined and very much, you know, almost British, but not quite. And so I'm just like, really? All right. The show was basically voiced by seven people, as most 80s shows were, with, you know, Peter Cullen as the narrator, Corin, and a smattering of others. And then you had the guy who voiced Lance and Sven were the same person. Hunk and Prince Lotor were the same person. King Zarkon was a smattering of people. Keith and Pidge were the same person. Princess Allura and the Witch Hagar were the same person. It's just amazing going back and listening to the shifts in characters, because that's what they had. They had a very low budget, and so they just grabbed some people and said, make this work. Mm. And by golly, did they.
Yeah.
Oh. So Voltron is just absolutely one of my favorite cartoons from the 80s. I have a very clear memory of one of my earliest memories of having a Voltron sticker book. Like, you would peel the stickers off and place it in the book to go over where they were supposed to go to form a story and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
And Voltron has always been part of my life. And it probably always will be.
Nice.
Yeah. I got the steel case versions of the Five Lions, the volumes, when they came out. And they're displayed behind me as well, underneath the Lego Voltron.
Well, you got to keep everything together, right?
Well, yeah, it ties the room together.
Sure.
So what about you? Do you have any thoughts on Voltron, any memories of the OG series?
You know, I don't remember too much of the OG series. I know I liked it as a kid. I had my earliest memory of like Voltron stuff was I think we got it at a yard sale, but we had this. It must have been 3 feet tall. It was a Voltron that didn't come apart. It was just like, but it was remote controlled. So it had like,
I've seen that,
little wheels and like it's the red and green lions' mouths open and close with like some kind of like snap clip.
Yeah, the hands. Yeah, the
spring
yeah.
clip. Yeah. So that was cool. I remember that, and I remember actually becoming enamored with Power Rangers because it, to me, looked so similar to a live-action Voltron.
Uh-huh.
You know. I have more clear memories of the recent Voltron Legendary Defender on Netflix, which I'm not going to spoil anything for people who want to watch it. I'll just say it's a nice reimagining. There's a couple things I would have changed, but not many. And
like the ending?
Like the ending. The ending is... Oh, boy.
It's an ending.
It's an ending, all right. But I love Corin.
Oh, my God, yes.
In Legendary Defender. He's so...
Australian.
That's a word for it. just kind of off the wall at times, but...
He really is. Okay, I don't mean that as a negatory. Yeah. He has an Australian affectation to his voice, but the characterization is very off the wall.
Yeah.
And pleasant.
It's a lot of fun, but I think it really speaks to... maybe it's just... As kids, we love robots and we love animals. And so robot animals is just something that speaks to us on a primal nature, like Transformers, Beast Wars, that kind of thing. But yeah, it's got such an iconic look. And the story is, it's basic. It's good versus evil. There's a princess involved, a little bit of Star Wars-y stuff. But at the end of the day, you know, I mean, there's nothing wrong with simple. And if you have an iconic look, an iconic soundtrack, that theme, should have been in Legendary Defender. And if anyone from Netflix is listening, shame on you for not. You managed to do it with Carmen Sandiego.
Exactly.
But you couldn't. Okay. Anyway, my earliest Voltron memory is that RC. I did have some of the lions, but I don't think I had all of them. So I couldn't really make a Voltron. Kind of like I had like. The T-Rex from the Power Rangers, but I couldn't make a Megazord, you know, that kind of thing. But yeah, I mean, I'm a fan of Voltron. I've got me a couple Voltron shirts, and I really dig the futuristic look for Legendary Defender, but you can't beat the classic.
No, you just can't. And each lion kind of had its own design in the OG series. It wasn't streamlined. It was very angular at times, but you, aside from the color, you could tell, okay, that's this one and that's this one. And
oh yeah,
yeah. So that's pretty much all I've got to talk about with Voltron. It's just go see it, just watch
it's just neat.
It's just neat. It's
I robot. Think it's neat.
thank you not Marge Simpson for copyright reasons.
Legally distinct Marge
legally
Simpson.
Distinct Marge Samson.
I was gonna say Sarge Mimpson, but that
Sarge Mimpson. Don't
ode
yeah.
Well, thank you for sharing. It's been fun to think about Voltron for a few minutes.
Hey, no problem. So it is what month is this now? I've lost track.
This is August.
So we have our Extra Life campaign coming up very soon, October even.
Mm-hmm.
And so at the time of this release, there is still time to donate. We will not be streaming the entire 24 hours, but we will stream sporadically, and we will do Geek Cave Live.
Yeah, so the dates are up at our Extra Life page, geekcavepodcast.com. You can find the link there. And I'm going to try to be doing some live streaming here and there as we get closer. And we might, I know for a fact that Chad will be streaming some during the marathon. In addition to the actual Geek Cave Live, because I have been challenged with giving him a game he has never played from a series that I love. So I have to pick a game that I think will best suit Chad.
Best of luck on that, my friend.
This is going to be tough.
This is going to be entertaining for everybody else.
Which is why you should donate and maybe win a prize.
Any amount gets you entered in to win any of the prizes.
Yeah.
So, anyway, don't forget to check out our other shows, The Geek Cave Podcast. You Want Me to Watch What? And on YouTube, Geek Cave Plays and Retromantics. Darren, any other final thoughts? Anything I forgot?
No, I think you nailed it all. Just be sure to follow us on all of the socials, including we're on Threads now. We're unraveling on Threads, so yep. Be sure to follow us there. You can probably find it through our Instagram because those are connected somehow.
Links are on the website.
Yeah, and I believe it's my turn.
I believe it is your turn, so see you in about a month.
All right. Or should I say, ooh, yeah.
Whoa.
Bye.
Okay, bye.